Good afternoon. I'm Stan Engold for Alabama Public Radio News. The controversy over the end of the football team at the University of Alabama in Birmingham may have entered its latest chapter today. APR student reporter Kristen Feit has more.
UAB's Undergraduate Student Government Association is scheduled to hold a no-confidence vote against UAB President Ray Watts today. The Faculty Senate is expected to take similar action on Thursday. Relations between Watts, the faculty, and the student body were strained after a decision to cut the football program. State Representative Jack Williams of Jefferson County is looking to pass legislation to reinstate the football program at UAB.
A decision that could have such long-term negative impacts is not healthy for UAB. It's not healthy for Birmingham or Jefferson County.
UAB has unveiled a plan to improve communication following the negative response to the school's decision about the Blazers. For APR News, I'm Kristen Feit.
NASA is studying results of an engine test that could lead to a manned mission to Mars. APR's Pat Duggins has more on the Huntsville connection to the project.
Engineers at NASA successfully tested the RS-25 rocket engine at the Stennis Space Center in Mississippi, just east of New Orleans. The rocket was successfully fired for 500 seconds. The test was meant to check out the computers that run the engine and the pressures the motors will face during flight. The Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville is watching these test results closely as well. Engineers in Alabama are designing the so-called Space Launch System. That's a new rocket that will use the RS-25 engine to carry astronauts out of Earth orbit for the first time since the end of the Apollo moon missions in 1972. Pat Duggins, APR News in Tuscaloosa.
And lawyers for the state of Alabama and a casino operating Indian tribe sparred before the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals over whether the state can take the tribe to court over its gambling operations. A three-judge panel heard arguments in Alabama's appeal today after a federal judge dismissed a lawsuit against the Porch Band of Creek Indians. The state attorney general's office says the tribe is operating illegal slot machines, which are not allowed without a compact with the state. A lawyer for the tribe says Alabama has no jurisdiction on Indian land. He says a federal commission decides whether the machines are bingo games, which are allowed with a compact, or slot machines. The tribe has three casinos in Alabama. Mostly cloudy across much of the state today, lows in the mid-30s, around 40 on the coast. I'm Stan Engold for Alabama Public Radio News.